News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So time now, 4.53 PM. Let me just go ahead and remind you guys, as the heat ramps up, it means your HVAC is going to work even more. I mean, it's, you know the deal. I'm right now turning on the ceiling fan at night and dropping the thermostat down before we go to bed because, you know, Charlene can sleep with like 19 blankets on her side of the bed all year round, but not me. I'm the hot box kicking the covers off. So, but what that means is your HVAC is working harder than it has in months. So you might want to get that checked out. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, literally a veteran-owned small business right here in our area. They are like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC needs. They can come in there, give you a full assessment, give you basically a free estimate of what might be needed. They can do servicing, maintenance, repair, installation, all of it, gas or electric systems. It does not matter. And here's the kicker. They're open 6 days a week. You can have your air go out on a Friday night, and they can come out on a Saturday. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. I encourage you to give them a call, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Hey, listen, a couple of quick stories that are of interest. Since I'm not going to go do my last segment of the Triple Dipper, let me just jump over here to a couple of stories that are out there. So first of all, Mo Brooks, our Congressman Mo Brooks, running for U.S. Senate, obviously. You may recall that the so-called January 6th commission still holds him in low esteem, and they are determined that they are apparently going to get a subpoena to him. Well, all right, I look at that and think, do they not understand? I think I said on Twitter the other day, the January 6th commission, anytime they say or do something, it's like catnip to conservatives here in Alabama because we don't see it. We look at them and go, okay, Liz Cheney, and, you know, Swalwell, you guys are knuckleheads. I mean, January 6th was a bad deal, but they've turned it into what rightfully Mo Brooks is calling a witch hunt committee. And that's what it is. It's almost as if they are determined to just carry this thing on as long as they can. I don't think they understand that when the January 6th committee sends a subpoena to Mo Brooks 1 week before the primary, all that does is help his race. All that does is help his race because conservatives in Alabama, it is like a rallying cry. So there's that story out on Yellowhammer today Mo Brooks on the potential subpoena from the January 6th panel says it's a witch hunt committee going after fighting conservatives. Okay, there's that one. Another thing that caught my attention, and this is not getting reported much, so you're going to hear something here on Right Side Radio that is really not making news. But, you know, we've had Deborah Jones and Greg Hook both on my show a couple of times. They are running in a competitive primary now for the state Supreme Court. And it's an open seat, so they're not running. Neither one's an incumbent. So the two of them are running. The polling has showed and the fundraising has showed Greg Hook pretty much consistently in the lead. But Deborah Jones, a sitting judge in Calhoun County, is a solid candidate who's been running a good race. All that to say, very interesting dynamic. Just the other day, so here we are May 17th, just since May 1st, various trial lawyers in the state of Alabama have dumped $1.23 million into Deborah Jones's race. So if you're seeing a lot of Deborah Jones ads all of a sudden, it's because all of a sudden, Deborah Jones got $1.23 million that she didn't have a month ago. I mean, that's a huge dump. We've got, and a lot of these are dated like the 9th, or I mean, that's when the report came out, I guess. Yeah, probably when the report came out. So the report came out on the 9th, and I'm looking at, I mean, I can see different political action committees. I can see, Progress for Justice PAC. I can see different law firms you've all heard about, like Wettermark and Keefe gave her $1,500, but then you've got some that gave her, like Mann and Potter down in Birmingham gave her $15,000. You've got $75,000 being given to her by BizPAC. That's huge. All of this is very unusual. Now, I heard that she made a statement at a recent campaign stop when someone questioned her on it, that it was because the money had been dropping in all of a sudden because of a sudden shift in outside sources funding Greg Cook's campaign. I don't know. All I know is that's not getting a lot of press right now. And I'm always curious when I see last minute huge dumps like that that seem to be targeted. Well, that's definitely targeted. All right, folks, listen, this has been a full slate of a day. We had Ray Mellick from 1819. We had Sheila Bannister running for House District 4. Tomorrow, we got good stuff on tap, too. In fact, I believe tomorrow we have Mike Durant and Bill Holtzclaw both on the show, if I'm not mistaken. We got a week like that every day, Right Side Radio. Enlighten, educate, empower, and entertain you is what it means to be a conservative in Alabama. Listen, you guys have a great night. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. See you then.